Welcome. And thank you for joining the Father's Vineyard podcast. We are located at 724 Oakland Road in Spindale, North Carolina, and invite you to join us.
We are a church that loves God, loves people, and makes a difference.
Now, let's join today's service.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. He's good, isn't he? Amen. I think he deserves another hand. Amen. Hallelujah. How many know he's a good God, isn't he? Hallelujah. We just thank the Lord this morning and thank God for you being here. Sort of like Pastor Terry Wilson. It's just good to see everyone this morning. You know, and we went through the storm and the wind and the rain, and just thank God that we're still here, amen? Yes. And we pray for those that have lost some loved ones and, you know, and different things that have went on through the storm. You know, we continue to pray for those families and, you know, and just the things that are going on. So we just ask you to continue to pray for those families and pray for one another, you know. And I want to share a word with you that I feel that God has placed in my spirit. And I've kind of been walking this word out for several months now, that God woke me up one morning at probably about 4 o'clock in the morning, and this scripture was almost just, have you ever had the word of God to talk to you? And it's something God spoke to me, and I've been kindly praying about this word and living this word out. And the simple word is, the word is peace, okay? You know, and I began to just research and just talk to God and pray about the word peace. You know, we have so many different definitions of words in this day and time. You know, you Google and go through all this, but how many know he is the Prince of Peace? Amen. And he came to do what? Bring peace. You know, and sometimes, you know, I sense knowledge, you know, is that when we don't feel something, we think we don't have it. But in reality, God is giving us peace. Amen? You know, and the peace is a benefit to us, that when we go through things, that we don't come unglued, or we don't lose hope, or we don't become fearful, or we don't become doubtful, or don't give up, you know, or don't become distracted with the things that are going on. And, you know, and what I want to share with you this morning, you know, for the few minutes here is, you know, the word that I really feel God has, you know, and Pastor Terry actually said, do you have anything that you could minister on Sunday? You know, and you know, I'm a preacher, so all preachers are going to say, yes, of course. Amen. But pray for me. I got, you know, Faye and I, we went on a little vacation, you know, and I got a little bit congested. I don't know if it's the weather or what's going on. We went to Georgia from North Carolina to South Carolina, so I don't know what's going on, but promise you I'm not contagious, just a little stuffy, okay? All right, so let's go to Ephesians, the first chapter, and I just want to go there, and we'll get into the word of the Lord. Amen. How many appreciate the song that we just sung? I mean, you know, it's almost like a pledge allegiance unto the kingdom. You know, it's a pledge allegiance unto the kingdom of God that we live in. Okay? If you have your Bibles, we'll go, like I said, first chapter of Ephesians. And I want to begin reading at the second verse. It says, grace to you and peace from God. Now, when you read this, many a times when you see grace, you might almost see peace. See, and I want to just explain this to you just a little bit. You know, because of grace, we can have peace. Okay? Because of grace, we can have peace. All right? So it says, grace to you and peace from God the Father. Who is it from? God the Father. Amen. And how many know he freely gives it to us? We don't have to work for it. We don't have to fast for it. It's freely given to you by God, okay? Because sometimes we think there is something we have to do to receive something from God. But really, what we have to do is just believe what he's done for us. See, it's not a work base, but it's a faith base. And many a times we want to try to work, you know. I was sharing this with my family, my kids, you know, because I had to repent to them, you know, because I conditioned them to think that when you do good, you receive something, and when you do bad, you receive punishment. If we're not careful, we'll bring that over into the church and think, well, when I do good, God's going to bless me. When I do bad, God's going to punish me. How many got that? I've been conditioned that way. I only did that? Okay. All right. But anyway, I had to tell them that's not true when it comes to God. See, when it comes to God, I mean, there's nothing that you can do so good and so great to cause God to love you. And there's nothing that you can do so bad or so ugly to cause God not to love you. I'm telling you, it's a done deal for us. God has provided something for us, but if we don't fully understand that God has provided this for us, many a times we think, well, I'm not good enough. I'm not worthy enough. No, we wasn't, but he made us worthy. He made us good enough. Why? Through Christ. Because of his death, burial, and resurrection, now we can experience being the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, in right standing with him, in right relationship with him. There's nothing I can do to cause God to turn his back on me. And I ain't trying to get his back turned on me. Okay, so grace and peace from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with some blessings. Oh, I got somebody reading over here. Who's that? Who's that? Okay. That's right, brother. You're exactly right. Listen what it says. He said he has blessed us with what? Every spiritual blessing in where? The heavenly places in Christ. Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world. That right there is a mystery to me. Before the foundation of the world. Come on, God. I wasn't even born yet. But he told Jeremiah, he said, I knew you. Even before you were born, I knew you, and I knew you were going to be a prophet. Do you not know God know us and he know what we're going to be? Hallelujah. Yes, he do. Okay. All right. He said, but he has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. Okay. Now I want you to look at this, because when I was reading this, it just blessed me to understand that. Do you know that he has blessed me with every spiritual blessing? What is a spiritual blessing? Anybody? Peace. Oh, right there. You already hit. That's what I want to talk about, peace. Okay. He has blessed us with every spiritual blessing. How many know it's the fruit of what? It's the gifts of what? See, this is what we got to understand. This is why I don't understand why people say the gifts and all these things were done away with the apostles. Why? This is why I want you to understand. Because the Holy Spirit, it wasn't the apostles. It was the Spirit in the apostles that brought the gifts and the fruits of the Spirit. So if I'm going to say it was over with the apostles, how many know the apostles died and moved on, but the Holy Spirit is given forever? Oh, come on now. You got to understand something, you know, that the gifts are in the Spirit. The fruit is in the Spirit, amen? And he has blessed us with every, not just some, every. So that when we go through things or when we begin to experience things, God is developing something in us far greater than what's in the world. So he said, I have blessed you with every spiritual blessing in where? The heavenly places. How did we get in heavenly places? Do you not know that when you were born again, you were born from where? Above. That put you in heavenly places. That gave you spiritual access to God. Hello. So he has blessed us, first of all, as Brother Eric, he has blessed us with the fruit of the Spirit. And guess what? When you read about the fruit of the Spirit, it don't say fruits. It says fruit. So you get a slice of love, a slice of peace, a slice. It's from the same thing. It's from God himself. And guess what? God don't have love. God is love. See, and when God is love, God is peace. God is joy. See, but we get the benefit because we are born again of him. We get the benefit of peace, joy, and love, patience, and all these other things. But the first three is love, joy, and peace. That's for you and I to enjoy and to experience. That's for you and I. You say, well, what you mean, you and I, that's for us. See, love is for us to do what? Fulfill his commandment. Because he said, this commandment I give to you, that you love one another. And he said, by this one commandment, all the laws is fulfilled in this one commandment, that you should love your neighbor as yourself. See, you know, and I like sometimes, you know, kindly, you know, throwing some things out there, you know, you don't have to answer this, but how well do you love yourself? Well, maybe a five, maybe a, how well? See, he said, love your neighbor. We'll do good to everybody else but ourselves. Well, you know, I can't be arrogant, Pastor John. You know, I can't be arrogant going around saying I love myself. Let me just help you out a little bit. Do you know it is not arrogant to admit who you are? See, It's not depriving you of humility to say who you are. See, denying your strengths is not humility. Denying who you are is not humility. That's a false humility. See, but true humility is this: I depend on God for my every move. I need you, Lord. I humble myself before you, Lord. I submit myself to you, Lord. But see, by me just saying who I am, and it's not saying that I'm arrogant. I'm not being humbled. See, humbleness is not denying your strengths. You got to understand this. Paul even said, don't think of yourself more highly than you should. See, if God has blessed me with peace, I'm going to enjoy peace. God has blessed me with joy. Guess what? I'm going to enjoy joy. See, the peace and the joy and the love we have, the world didn't give it to us. There was a little song they used to sing, this joy I have, the world didn't give it and the world can't take it away. Amen? Amen? This peace I have, the world didn't give it and the world can't take it away. Amen. I got peace in the midst of the storms. He has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. He chose us in him before the foundation of the world that we would be holy and blameless before him in love. He predestinated us as adoption sons. Amen. And how many know God don't deal with us as orphans or bastards or illegitimate children? God deals with us as sons and daughters. And there's not a parent in here that when your child mess up, you disown that child. Matter of fact, you'll fight for that child. Who that talking about? Oh, no, you don't. Amen. Do you not know the Heavenly Father loves us so much that he's saying, look, if you being evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Heavenly Father give good things to them that asked of him? If your son won't bread, he ain't going to give you a rock. Amen? Okay. So he chose us and he's blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. What are these spiritual blessings? I believe these spiritual blessings are the fruit of the Spirit, the gifts of the Spirit, and everything that comes out of the Spirit God has given us to what? As a benefit. As an inheritance. It's mine. I don't have to work for it. I don't have to plead for it. I just have to believe for it and receive what God says rightfully mine. Okay? All right, let's go to St. John. We're going to go to St. John 14 first. St. John of 25. This is what I woke up with about a month ago, and I've just been reading this. He says, these things have I spoken to you, St. John 14, verse 25. Okay? He says, these things have I spoken to you while abiding with you. But the helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send to you in my name, he will teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance that I have said to you. Watch this. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world give do I give to you. Notice he made a distinguish there. The peace that I'm giving you is not like the world give to you. Now, when you think about the world, you have to go with the word. The word, what it really means is cosmos. And it talks about the order, the standard, the arrangement, or the age of this world, or a system of this world. See, but the cosmos, what it's made up of, is the order and the arrangements of men, okay? And how many know if you're a Bible reader, you know who influences the world? Who's under the influence? Who's influencing? How many know he's the God of this world system? Okay? So Jesus said, I'm not giving you peace. See, the only way the world have peace is what? When something good is going on. I'm having it done my way. I got the house, I got the money, I got the car. And you know, I was told by this person one time, I won't call her name, but he told me, he said, I would give anything to have what you got. And I said, what do you mean? He said, I've watched you, and I'm not bragging on me, it's God in me, I know who it is, come on. He said, I've watched you. He said, it's almost like you don't come unglued. If he only knew. He said, you don't come unglued when people do stuff to you. He said, man, he would come back and intentionally, he was gossiping, really. He'd come back and tell me what they done said about me to get a reaction out of me. And I said, oh, that's okay. I pray for him. So he come to me the next day. He said, I give anything to have what you got. You know, the world want what we have because they realize that their riches and all these things, it's not doing it for them. See, but I'm telling you, there's a peace on the inside of you. Not a piece of something, but there's something on the inside of you called the Holy Spirit. And guess what? Peace came in when he came in. Yes. Do you see this? But you say, well, Pastor John, you know, when all these things happen, don't you get worried about it? Don't you get upset about it? How many know that God is developing us to begin to be at peace when things happen? I can't control death or life, but I can control what happens to John. I'm not going to worry, but I'm concerned. There is a difference. Because the Bible said, let not thy heart be troubled, neither afraid. I'm concerned, but I'm not worried. Have you ever heard people say, I just can't let you take my peace? What they're really saying, I don't want you to disturb this quietness. You know, and what the peace of God is, the difference from the peace of the world and the peace of God is, peace that God gives, it helps us to rest. Rest. You say, how in the world can you rest in a storm? Come on, give me a break. Let me remind you, there was a storm in the Bible. And Jesus was in the lower part of the ship. You say, you mean Jesus was snoring? I believe he was letting some Z's go. He was down there sleeping. And the disciples was upset. What do you mean? Do you not care that we're going to perish here? Jesus said, little boy, I've been ministering all these people, man. I'm getting some Z's. Just let me rest. Y'all say, no, that was God. How many know Jesus did not walk this earth as the God of the universe? He walked this earth as a son of God. That's why the Bible said, we have not a high priest which cannot sympathize with our weakness, but in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. He knows everything that we're going through because he experienced it himself. But Jesus knew his purpose and his call that, look, I can't go to the cross yet. I'm not going to die, boys. You're not going to die in the storm. You say, but that was Jesus. Well, let's look at the Apostle Paul. The Bible said the angel told him, said, go ahead, Paul. The lives will be stirred, but you're going to have some shipwreck. You're going to have some difficulty here, but be of good cheer, Paul. You're going to make it. How many know that they suffered shipwreck, but guess what? Every life was spared. I could see them now out to sea, floating on boards, floating on this. Why? Because it had already been spoken. And the Bible says, God has chosen you from the foundation of the world. Why did he choose me? He chose you so that you would be fruitful. That you will be fruitful in a world that's full of darkness, in a world that don't have answers, in a world that's discouraged, in a world that's broken, amen? But he have chosen us as the body of Christ to begin to develop in him the fruits and the gifts so that the world will begin to look at us and say, hey, I want some of that. So he said, let's go ahead here. And Jesus answered, what did I stop at? Help me out. Okay, verse 25. These things have I spoken to you while abiding with you, for the helper who is the Holy Spirit, when he's come, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things. Do you know what the helper really means? It's the same. It is the same quality. It's the same as Jesus himself. Another of equal quality of myself. And I'm going to send him to you. God is not me. righteousness, peace, come on, and joy. Where is he at? Say it again. Where is it at? The Spirit, guess what? It's in you. Oh, glory. It's in you. And you say, but how do I get this to work in my life? Just by believing. Thank you. Just by relying upon the Holy Spirit within you. Look at your name and say, he's in you for you. But he come upon you for me. See, he's in me for me. When I go through, guess what? The Holy Spirit don't abandon me. See, he said he will remind me, or he will bring back to your remembrance everything he said. He's a teacher. And what God is doing, he's teaching his church how to be victorious, how to be loving, how to be at peace, how to have joy in the midst of all the chaos. Amen. Our hearts go out to other people. Sure. Why? Because that's the compassion of God that we have. Thank God for brothers like Brother Eric and Brother Tommy over here and all these other brothers, amen, that got a group together, amen, and we came and I believe me and Mike Deck had came out early and we was looking at this and me and him both said, man, it's going to take a crew to get in here and get this done. And me and him, I said, you right, brother. I tell you, I don't know if they can handle that or not. Man, came back the next day and it was cleared. I said, man, me and him both looked at each other, and he said, what happened? Them brothers done got together and went to work with them chainsaws, amen? How many know that's the body at work? Amen. Feeding people. Amen. How many know that's what we need to do? Applaud the body of Christ. Amen. That God put in our hearts. Amen. To do. Amen. Not just being, but doing. I mean, man, I came and I said, woo-wee, thank God. You know, my old flush, you know, said, I don't have to work. I ain't got to get out there with this. But them brothers had got together, and I thought, man, how did this happen? My God. I mean, they can, and you know, I thought about when I told Brother Eric, I said, man, I appreciate y'all doing this and bringing it together. I mean, you know, God put things on people's hearts. That's why it's a body ministry. We all don't do the same thing, but how many know when the body begin to have the mind of Christ, amen, notice it said, we have the mind of Christ. We come together, amen, we're a mighty army. We can get things done. Now, that's natural, but how many know, turning around, we can do the same thing in the spirit realm. That's why we don't give up. With the economy. How many know our economy is not broke? Oh, now, hold on, preacher. Notice I said our economy. I didn't say the world's economy. See, the kingdom of God is never going broke. Amen. His angels are not on welfare. His angels is not, amen, needy. Amen. How many know there are special assignments that God put on us? And we begin to carry it out, and then we begin to see the manifestation of God's kingdom. Why? Because of the obedience of his people. So the Holy Spirit is in us. Notice what Jesus said. Peace I leave with you. And what Jesus was getting ready to do, he said, look, boys, I'm getting ready to leave here. But I'm not going to leave you like orphans. I'm going to give you something, the same quality that you've seen me walk and raise the dead and do all these things. I'm going to give you somebody with equal quality of myself. And it's called the Holy Spirit, the helper. Why won't we let him help us? You know, we got plan A, plan B, plan C, and then we finally say, okay, God, now it's your time. But why we can't put God at the top of the list? Amen. As plan A. Why? Because he controlled it all. The Bible said the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. It's all his. But guess what? He gave it to his kids to manage. But as long as we feel that we're unworthy, we don't have the ability to do that. Guess who's talking to us? The liar. See, but he put it in you. And that peace that he's talking about is the tranquility, the rest, the calmness. Now, I'm not saying that sometimes, you know, John flushes out sometimes. I have to remind myself, why are you getting upset, John? Why are you upset here, John? I said, uh-oh, he's losing it now. He's talking to himself. I'm reminded of a story in the Bible. David says, "So, why are you disquieted? What's going on with you, soul? Hope thou in God." How many know sometimes our emotions try to get the best of us? I'm not saying that when a tragedy happens, the first thing try to hit you is fear, and it'll make you shake. But you got to study yourself and say, "Oh, wait a minute here. There's something on the inside of me greater than this fear." And it's called the Holy Spirit. And he began to quiet me down, calm me down. That assurance. See, my peace is because of the grace of God, I can have peace. See, Paul said in chapter 5, the book of Romans, chapter 5, he said, "Therefore, having peace with God, therefore, having peace with God, we're no longer enemies. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God." See, and what this is here, this peace that we have here is, that Paul is talking about, is our salvation, us being reconciled back to God. See, and he said being justified, the word justified means to be declared righteous or innocent. Our pardon. So I've been justified by faith. Now I have access to God through the grace of God and through the peace of God. We're not at enemies anymore. Now we're at one with each other. That's the good news. And once we have that peace, now I can experience the peace of God. I have peace with God. Therefore, I can have peace, the peace of God. See, when he justified me, he declared me righteous, innocent before him, as though I never sinned. And Paul is saying, we have this access by what? Faith. See, sense knowledge will cause you to base your faith on feelings. But the revelation knowledge will cause you to base your faith on Christ. You see the difference? Because what sense knowledge does, I'm basing it, well, I don't feel like I got peace. I don't feel like I got joy. What in the world did he say you will feel like you got this? He said, you got it. It's not based on your feelings, it's based on what he said. And by faith, we appropriate what he said. Do you think I get up? And I'm sure some of the other ministers could attest to this, that you feel like every time just getting up preaching, hallelujah, glory to God, I just feel it in my bones, amen. Sometimes I feel bad, but when I get up and the anointing gets to me, ooh, glory to God. About to say like Jed Clapper, ooh. Watch out. It does something to us. And see, this is given to us. He's given us. See, we can be at peace. When we're at peace, don't feel like, well, I just feel so bad I got peace and nobody else does. No, share your peace with them. If you got it, you can give it away, right? Say, mm-hmm. Yeah, we can. Okay. Let me move on, okay? It said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you, not as the world gives do I give to you. Do not let your heart be what? Troubled, or let it be afraid. How many know God hasn't given us a spirit of fear, but of love and power? Do you know that word power, what it really means? He's given you the ability. That's why they call this a supernatural walk. It is supernatural. Why? Because it exceeds the natural. It exceeds the natural. As a natural man, I'm only capable of doing a little bit of something. But guess what? When the Holy Spirit is on it, I can do what? Greater things than these should you do because I go to the Father. Amen? Amen. So he wants us to be at peace, be at rest, that calmness. Be concerned, but don't be wearied. Paul said, don't be wearied in what? Well-doing, for in due season you will reap. Jesus said, take no thought for your life, what you're going to eat and all these things. Do you not know? That's what the world would be worried about. But guess what? Your heavenly Father knows what you have need of before you ever asked him. See, he's about blessing you and advancing you. Amen? All right, let's go to John 15, okay? And notice what Jesus is saying here. He says, John 15, verse 12. He said, this is my commandment, that you love one another, is love part of the fruit. Just as I have loved you, greater love has no one than this, that one lay down his life for a friend. You are my friends if you do what I command you. No longer do I call you slaves, for the slave does not know what his master is doing. How many know we're not slaves? We're not deprived. Amen. We can make choices. God has given us a free will. God has blessed us. But I have called you friends. For all things that I have heard from him, from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you. You know, how many ever had this thing? You know, man, when I found the Lord, I found it all. You know, I used to say that, but when I read this, I kind of changed what I said. Oh, I'm so glad he chose me. You know, and some people think, well, he only choose certain people. No, God did away with that. At one time, God did choose certain people. Y'all looked at me like, uh-oh. When Jesus came, remember that was a woman said, look, I want you to heal my daughter. And Jesus said, no, it's not meant to take the children's bread and give the dogs. Jesus done insulted this woman. And she said, but yeah, Lord, even the dogs eat the crumbs from the table. And Jesus said, I have not found such great faith. She moved Jesus. Faith moved him to go beyond what he was called to do. Why? Because he was called to the Jews first. And this woman was not a Jew, but she knew that if she would just, even the dogs eat crumbs from the table, Lord. And Jesus honored the woman's faith. See, but he was sent to who? To the lost. To the lost sheep of Israel, see. But then guess what? What Jesus was doing and what he was accomplishing was this, that he said, look, I've came to bridge the gap, so now I'm dying for every human being, black, white, bling, it don't matter what color, he died for all people. So don't come telling me, well, you know, that's just for the Jews. No, it's for everybody. The Bible says, oh, Lord. The Bible says in John 3:16 that God so loved the world, yes, that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. He sent not his son into the world to what? Condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. He died for all humanity. So don't feel like, well, you know, I'm from the black sheep of the family. You know, he didn't choose me. He chose all of us. But it's up to you to accept the call. He said, come unto me, all you who are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And then he said, there's another rest. But if you will take my yoke upon you and learn from me, you will find rest for your soul, mind, will, and emotion. You will be at peace. See, in the Hebrew word for peace is what? Shalom. Wholeness. God wants us to be wholeness. See, he came to make us whole. Not just put a Band-Aid on it, but he want to make you whole. Where there is nothing like him. He wants you to be at peace. And you say, but Pastor John, how can I? You can, because it's in you. It's in you. Okay, let me move on. What did he say? Where did I stop it? In St. John 15. Are y'all with me? Are y'all reading? What did he say? Where did I stop it? Help me out here. 16. Thank you. For you did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you will go and bear what? Fruit. What did he choose you for? See, get this. We're going to heaven. Come on, that's a given. We're going to heaven. That's our eternal home. But he didn't just choose you to get a ticket to go to heaven. He chose you for you to be what? To bear fruit. And that your fruit would do what? Remain. See, he ain't teasing you. Oh, you want peace? Here, take. Oh, no, you ain't getting this peace. Oh, you want peace? No. He ain't doing that. He's already given it to you in the spirit. See, and that's the peace that we can draw from. I'm telling you, you say, but I'm so disturbed. That's what the enemy want to do. He want to disturb us. He want to distract us from what? The peace that God has given us. Even Paul said, there is a peace that passeth your understanding. Sometimes I don't even understand what's going on, but I'm just at peace. I should be fighting and cussing and raising sand. But I got peace. See, why? Because I'm drawing on the inner source, not the outer source. See, the outer source is the distractions that's coming up against us. But the inner source is saying, be at peace, son. I got this. Be at peace. How many know that's the God we serve? See? All right? So he said that I have what? You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit and that your fruit would what? Remain, so that whatsoever you ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. See, we got to get to the place to where we allow God to develop the fruit. See, I mean, you know, you don't lay hands on people and give them fruit. Fruit has to be what? Grown. Say, well, give me fruit, Lord. Somebody pray for me to get the fruit of the Spirit. No, you can't pray for that. You got to have the Spirit to get it. You say, well, can't you pray and I receive the Holy Spirit? Yes, we can. But how many know we got to get the mindset out of us thinking, I got to do something to get it when it's already yours if you have the Spirit of God. It's already there. Well, how do I begin to experience this, John? I'm going to tell you how. When you have a chance to be disturbed, just begin to say, Lord, I thank you for your peace. I thank you for your peace. You said, is it that simple? It's that simple. We make it harder than what it really is. See, and all you got to do is calm yourself and say, God, I thank you for peace. I thank you for peace, Lord. Now, God, you said, if any man like wisdom, let him ask the God. God, give me some wisdom how to work this thing out. Give me wisdom what to do about this. See, you getting upset and getting crazy, going all over. I don't know what I'm going to do. Steel yourself. Get yourself calmed down. And just begin to say, God, I want your peace. Your peace is in me. Let me experience your peace. See, and remember when Jesus was on that boat taking him a good nap and they going to woke him up thinking, don't you care? We're going to perish, Lord. Lord, what you going to do? Do you not care? Man, I done fed all these people and you got, excuse me, y'all. I didn't smack the desk. I done fed all these people. I done healed all these people. I done raised the dead. And then you're going to ask me, do I not care? Come on, man. Peter, what's wrong with you? Lord, do you not care? He get up and do what? Speak to the storm in a great calm. See, sometimes you have to speak to your situation. And let it know, hey, that ain't what Father told me. We ain't going out this way. Uh-uh. God didn't say that to me. He said this to me. Amen? So he's chosen us to do what? To be fruit bearers. And he said that I've appointed you that you would go and bear fruit and that your fruit will remain so that. Why do you want your fruit to remain? So that whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, that name means in my character. See, and the fruit is what? His character. See, we want to use the name of Jesus as a formula, and God is saying, look, we need to develop in the spirit, and you can ask what you will, and you'll see things start happening. Why? Because when you're in his character, we'll pray for those things that are conformable to his will. Not what I can assume upon myself, me, and no more. See, but when we take on his character, his fruitness, his character, we begin to do what? See things as God sees them. But as long as we in carnality, we're praying, God, give me more. God, give me this. God, we think God is a Sears robot catalog. Come on, put it in the order and it's coming. But how many know God is saying, no, get developed in the fruit. Get my character in you and you'll begin to see things change. Why? Because Paul, John said, I am confident of this very thing. Whatsoever we ask according to his will, he heareth us. Amen. So that's what he's saying here. That let the fruit begin. Let my character begin to what? Lead you and guide you and be in you so that whatsoever you asked in my name, in my character, those things that are conformable to my will, we'll begin to see things happen. But James said, you have not because you ask not, because when you ask, you consume it upon your own lust. And God is saying, I'm not a waster. If you ain't ready for it, you ain't getting it. I'm not a waster. How many of y'all would give y'all kids $1 million at 10 years old? See, it's about what? Development, responsibility. And God is the same way. See, if you want to be overflowing, begin to grow up and mature. You'll begin to see a lot of things. It's not other people. It's just what's in you. But as you begin to mature, you begin to see things the way God sees them. And that's what fruit is about, developing us in his character. When Jesus went through, he didn't lose the character of God. He knew, my daddy got this, boys. Come on. He got this. Amen? Okay, I'm closing out. Uh-oh. The last verse, I got to give you this, okay? In chapter 16, okay? Listen what Jesus is saying, chapter 16, verse 33. I'm going to back up to 31. He says, Jesus answered them, do you not believe? Behold, the hour is coming and has already come for you to be scattered, each to his own home, and to leave me alone. Listen at this. To leave me a what? Alone, and yet I am not alone. Check it, man. Some people say, oh, Jesus got an attitude. He just think, oh, because he got it going on like that. Come on. He's just identifying with who he really is. He said, look, I'm not, you're going to leave me alone, but I'm not really alone. See, did he not say that I would give you a helper and he would be in you forever? He's not going to abandon you just because things are not going right. But you can pull on him and you can say, I need your help, Holy Spirit. I need your wisdom, Holy Spirit. I need your joy, Holy Spirit. How many know it's all his, but he's given it to us freely. And notice what Jesus said, I am not alone. Yet you will leave me alone, but I am not alone. Because the Father is with me. And you can say, I am not alone, but the Holy Spirit is with me. These things have I spoken to you so that in me you may have what? How many know we have peace because we're in him? If you read the book of Ephesians, you will see time after time in Christ, in him. How many know we're in him and he's in us? And he said, John, I never leave you nor forsake you. But I'm going to use my body to show the world what it's all about and how love really is expressed, how joy is really expressed. See, some people think we can't have joy. You can't have joy not unless you have lit or something, you know. That's the way the world look at it. Get you some drugs and you'll get happy. You know, no, I got a fix for that. I got J-E-S-U-S. Amen. And his blood is pumping in my vein, amen? And I stay high all the time. You got a temporary fix. I got an eternal fix, amen? He said those things that are seen are temporal, but only those things that are eternal, amen, will last, amen? Guess what? That let me know this is only for a season. It too shall pass. It will not outlast God. Why? Because God is eternal. Oh, thank you, Lord. Whoo, excuse me for 1 minute. I just felt a little tickle there. Hallelujah. Whew. Thank you, Lord. Whew. Hallelujah. Somebody said, oh, you just want to feel him all the time. I want to feel him every chance I get, but I ain't depending on that. If he don't, I still know he's God, amen? But when he do touches me, ooh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. My Jesus, it make you cry when you don't even have nothing to cry for, amen? Make you laugh when you ought to be sad. Make you leap when your knee bothers you. I'm just go crazy. My Lord Jesus. But he said, these things have I spoken to you so that in me you will have peace. Now listen, but in the world, you will have tribulation. There are going to be testing times. There are going to be difficult times. But guess what? The peacemaker is already in you. You see, we're peacemakers, not peacekeepers. Well, I just want to keep the peace. Well, you're going to wear yourself out. You're a peacemaker. You go in there and you bring peace to the situation. Listen here, y'all, there are two sides to everything, but we're going to do what's right, right? Yes, okay, we're going to bring peace to this situation. See, but he said, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. And because he overcome the world, guess what? We are overcome the world. Amen? Shalom. Yes, sir. By all means, let's stand. Amen. That's what we need to do. Amen. I pray, God, take the effects out of the wind. Amen. Let's all agree. Father, we just thank you right now. Amen. Brother Sean, come on up here, brother. and just pray. God put that on your heart. You just come on and pray. We're in agreement with that. Amen. Let's take just a few minutes here and let him pray, and then we'll be dismissed as soon as he finished, okay? God bless you, brother. Thank you, Lord. Father, we love you. We thank you, Lord.
Our Lord, we agree. All enter into your holy presence,
yes,
in Jesus Christ's
thank
name,
you, Jesus.
And we pray
thank
against
you,
these
Lord.
Storms.
Yes, Lord.
Whether they are being driven by the evil one or somehow being controlled by man, we speak against them. And we order them in the authority in the name of Jesus Christ to dissipate, to turn around, to go out to sea, to be obliterated in the power of Jesus Christ's name. We pray this. Amen.
God bless you. Have a blessed week.
Thank you for joining us today. We hope today's worship and study of God's Word was encouraging to you. If we can help you in any way, please reach out to us by going to fathersvineyard.org. That's fathersvineyard.org. Thank you again, and we hope we can see and hear from you soon. Until next time.